Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Sometimes you think you know who your friends are. You think you know how your co-workers treat you.
I know.
And then, when you're gone, they attack you. When you're gone, you're helpless. You're not here to defend yourself. What happened, huh?
The redhead threw you under the bus.
You mean John Elliott threw me under the bus?
That. I couldn't sleep at all last night waiting for you to come home. That redhead threw you under the bus, Mr. Scott.
What the heck did I do? I wasn't my fault.
I know, and he was awful. He just threw you under the bus. And the women, the ladies tried to defend you, but it didn't work.
I don't know if we did that too much.
You know what? I really, really take good care of John Elliott. I respect him. I love him. But the minute I'm out of the room, what happens?
Boom.
He throws you right under the bus, Scott. I had to tell you, buddy.
There's a lot of embarrassing things that I could tell you about him, but I keep them to myself.
Well,
Scott, glad to have you back, buddy.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
It's true. He did.
When you're not here to defend yourself, Louie, what happens?
Yeah, no, it did. He did throw you under
the bus.
Little
redhead booger.
You know, what's interesting is he hasn't said a word about it, all of this, so he's not trying to defend himself.
Yeah. No, he knows.
I can't even enjoy a private pool party with Patty on Sunday. And so, the old chaperone, where are you? What are you doing? What's going on? What's your swimsuit? What?
So,
hanging out in Montreal. Oh, c'est si bon.
I called Patty to see how the Rick Springfield show went in the park.
Uh-huh.
And who answers Patty's phone? John Elliott.
The redhead with all of the embarrassing secrets.
On a Saturday afternoon.
He goes, Patty, come on over and talk to Scott. Your top's over by the pool. Let me hook it for you.
Yeah, it was really more of an indictment on Patty.
Yeah, I guess it was, actually.
Skinny dipping in her pool.
Yeah, right.
And the next thing I know, he's right there on the phone.
In his Speedo. Oh,
can't trust him. Barge it and throw him.
How's it feel under that bus, Scott?
I'm under here. I'm under the bus. What a day, man. If I could tell you all the stuff I had to go through trying to get here.
I know. I felt so badly
very painful.
For you to miss yesterday.
I sat in the Montreal plane station. Plane says.
The plane station.
At the airport. Plane says. Thinking about the train station. Plane station. I sat in the airport for, let's see, one, two, three, four.
On track four.
One, two, three, four, five. About 8 hours I spent there.
Yeah.
Oh, there was people. In Canada, they don't throw you out if you're disrespectful to the people behind the desk.
So really? You got disrespectful?
No, I did not, but I witnessed people who were upset.
Screaming?
Yeah, this one pregnant lady, she walks up and says, I hope you're willing to accept if I lose my baby.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's the kind of crap they were doing. I mean, it was screaming. And it's not their fault. Two pilots are standing there trying, you know, they want to fly home too.
It's my understanding you attempted to speak French at the gate. Does that happen to you?
Can you give us an example?
Yeah. Parlez-vous français? Well, everybody there speaks two languages.
Well, yes.
I barely speak one.
So once you say parlez-vous français, they start talking to you in French.
Then they really like me.
Get out of my plane station.
You know what's so funny is that they can tell by looking at you what you are.
Yeah.
They can tell you're not from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we can tell they're from there, so it only stands to reason.
They had
like at home? La?
They had a ground hold at LaGuardia, and all these people were lined up. You know, they thought they were the only ones that had to get home, and they were.
Of course.
You people at Delta, you lied to us. You said that was an equipment failure. You know, there was a bunch of people who were just really outrageous, and you feel bad for the people behind the counter. They had nothing to do with it.
There were delays across the upper part of this country and on up into Canada, so you were not the only ones that were suffering.
It was bad. Had a ground hold. And finally, we got on a plane around 11:30 at night. I've been there since 4:30.
Yeah.
Get on the plane. Everybody's going home. They're so happy. They're headed to LaGuardia.
You're sure you're going to be here for the show?
I texted Ross. Said, "Don't worry, I'll be there. You don't have to go in." And then all of a sudden, the pilot comes on and says,
"All right,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but our flight's been canceled on the tarmac."
Oh wow!
And at midnight, you're going down and recovering your bags and going to a hotel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, at least you could get to a hotel.
Yeah. Well, they
sleeping in the.
Yeah, I got to bed about 1:30. Had to get up early the next morning trying to make it.
In order to sit in the plane station.
That's what happens. That's what air travel is like now. 6:20 at CBS FM. I'm happy to be back home with my most of my friends here on the big show. Louis here. He's still with me. We got tickets to see Brian Adams.
I heard what he said about you.
Brian Adams and Billy Idol. It's the first ever U.S. co-headlining tour with these two guys. It'll be Saturday, August 10th, PNC Bank Arena Center. It's the early morning brainbuster. What you got, Louis? Give it to me.
What's the proper name for an airport in Canada?
All right, now that's not the question. Wise ass. Now, we were talking about the big Rick Springfield concert when it was about 110 degrees out in the park in Long Island. And Sue, which we were concerned about Sue actually going after him and physically possessing him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Physically possessing him like a demon or?
Take your pick.
Let's just
interpret
say it was,
whichever way you want.
It was hot and it was steamy.
That was the weather.
Yeah, that was near him.
But
he was focused.
But he was, to see him jump around, I mean, he did the same thing. I've seen him several times since he's, in the past couple of years.
Right.
Since
it's incredible.
He reached that
magic
number.
He was amazing in concert. He just went through that audience, stepping on people's chairs and coolers.
Brad, didn't you say that he is like really into like running and that kind of thing?
Yeah, he's a fitness freak.
And
his arms were all chiseled.
Yeah.
Veins popping, like muscular. It's
funny because he's been like a sex symbol since he was a kid growing up in,
right.
He was a big star in Australia before he ever came to America.
Yeah. Sure.
And then he did that TV show, General Hospital.
Noah Drake.
Dr. Noah Drake. And now he's 70 years old?
He's going to be 70 August 23rd. Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're...
And he was so open and so honest about his age, about his fight with depression, about
his
fighting with his wife and stuff like that.
I read his book. It was, as I told him before, I said, man, I can't believe you wrote that book. He wrote it himself, about himself, and he didn't leave anything out, man. It's just
he's honest.
There's like a wall, a little narrow wall that's between the pit and the stage, and this guy was running along that, jumping over speakers, and I'm just looking at him going, how do you stay in shape like that? It's really
like Brad said, he goes at it. Now that same night, that's the first one of those events that Louis ever missed because he had a previous engagement. We put together this great contest that would involve a listener of the big show,
right?
And Weird Al Yankovic, who is one of his two favorite musical artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a winner who got to have dinner and hang out with you and Weird Al backstage.
Yeah, this kid, Stephen Georgie, amazing kid. Yeah. He was so excited. Him and his brother came to Forest Hill Stadium, and he got the VIP treatment for Weird Al.
They got that through Blythedale. They auctioned it,
which is
wonderful.
Yeah.
We had one of those auctions, and, mm-hmm. It was a great deal. So was Weird Al nice to everybody?
He was amazing. He gave the guy Steven extra time, just him and his brother. They went to the to his truck, and he
his
went
bus.
With those, the bus.
Yeah,
and he had his whole crew with him. He had stormtroopers taking pictures with him because he does all the Star Wars parodies.
Right.
So the kid said after he was done, best he could have ever imagined. It was such a great night for him. So
Louis said after after his marriage, his babies, and working for Scott Shannon, this was the greatest day of his life.
I'm revitalized. I'm a new person.
He is. He's been so happy.
And I have this renewed energy. I'm just
on top of that, last week we had Steve O from Jackass in here. He was doing Caroline's. He came by, for those of you who missed the show. Mm. And Louie bonded with him because they have something in common. They're both big Celine Dion fans.
Yeah. We got the My Heart Will Go On t-shirt, but it's the heavy metal version.
So yeah, you're ripping her heart.
Blood and a like demon holding a heart in his
hand. Skull. Isn't there a skull involved,
yeah,
too?
It's like a skull demon. Yeah. And it says, my heart will go on, and it's holding, you know.
Was he just saying that to be nice to you?
No. He wore that shirt 2 days before, and he put a tweet out about it. So I wore mine. And we bonded.
God, all right.
There's a little kissing going on in the kitchen.
It was a really good week for me.
My name is Louie. My two favorite stars in the whole world, Weird Al and Celine Dion.
That's Steve-O.
And add him to the list.
That's what a Scott Shannon perfect dinner party, I'd say.
I was just thinking about that. You know that, was it? They always ask this question in interviews. If you had a special dinner and you could name any two people in your life, who would you have dinner with?
Right. Living or dead?
They can be dead, like you would be Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really? You think?
And you'd probably do Abraham Lincoln and your father or whatever.
Right.
Bradley and Rick for me.
If Louie ever did one of those, it'd be like, I'd have Celine Dion and Weird Al
Yankovic.
And I'd have a great time.
I wonder if Celine would have a great time.
Weird Al remembered you.
Mm. What?
We talked about you when we did the meet and greet.
Only not because I played his songs, because I was friends with, I knew his drummer because he worked for me.
Well, he sends his regards. He said, I remember Scott and he was great. And
I know he hates me.
Yeah, no. He has no idea.
I don't
hate him. He owes me $72 from that one song I recorded.
Get out of here.
Radio.com.
CBS FM, man, that's a great song. I love that song.
By
Marley
song.
And the Wailers. Yeah. Makes me want to, you know, brings back memories of, you know, those pools where you can go swim right up to the bar.
Now you swim up and you smoke something.
Louie's getting ready to go on vacation down to Aruba.
Aruba.
Ooh.
You got a guy playing the steel drums over there for
Can't
you.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
And some other Louie news. Mark Sanchez, one of his favorite football players of all time, calls it quits. He's retiring. Mr. Butt Fumble says, I've had enough. He bounced around. He played for the Jets.
Wait, why is he a butt fumble?
Oh,
even I know why he's a butt fumble.
He played for the Eagles. He played for the Bears, the Cowboys, and the Redskins. Last year, he was... I think he threw 20 passes. No touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's another reason why he might be retired.
Wasn't he going to be the new Joe Namath at one point?
Yeah, that's what Louie thought. Mm. Now he's going to be on ABC and ESPN doing college football. Good luck to Mark Sanchez. He's a nice fella.
Yeah, he was great. Breaking hearts.
All right.
And his significance to the Big Show. You can't let that go.
Oh, yeah. We ran out of prizes one day, right?
Yeah.
So I went in and I took Louie's autographed Mark Sanchez poster
and gave it away.
Right off the wall.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. At number 6. When is number 6?
Number 6.
Yeah.
That'll be part of the lawsuit one day.
In the studio with us is the latest CBS FM good guy, as they used to call the DJs back in the day.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Our friend, Race Taylor.
Hello, my friends.
For those of you who don't know Race, and there were some people who were very surprised yesterday when Race signs in. We don't know him. Why is everybody talking about him? On Facebook, there were quite a few comments about him yesterday. And the reason that we know him, because we worked together for about 20 years over at the other place, PLJ.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now extinct PLJ.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that in front of him.
But still.
He was there for the last day.
Yeah, he was the last voice.
Those were some emotional times.
They were. Yeah. They were, and you handled it like unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, we just wanted to give you a nice, friendly, lovable welcome here to CBS FM.
Been amazing.
We have a great family. and a friend, a program director, Jim Ryan, who occasionally stops by to say hello.
Busy man.
He's a very busy guy. Got about seven jobs.
Scott, yeah. You called in yesterday with him and said happy birthday to Patty, which is Race's wife, the most beautiful girl in Montclair.
Aww.
And everybody thought it was my birthday, so I got a flood of happy birthday messages. Yeah.
You'll be getting flowers later today as well.
Thank you.
Race Taylor, ready to go back on the radio. We decided he was so good yesterday, he gets a 24-hour contract extension.
Excellent.
Look at you.
That is generous.
Next, Race Taylor up next. Thank you, Race. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
One of the good guys in the radio business. Patty, nice job today.
Thank you, sir. You as well.
Sue, you were really good.
Thank you.
There was a pause there.
You were fine.
I held my own.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. sharp at the Sound of the Heart. Pray for our troops, our police officers, our firefighters, and first responders. You know we love you for listening to The Big Show. And bye, buckaroos.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.